Well, hello, guys. Now feast your eyes on this. I'll give you a bit of time there. This oversized femon is a rapper, apparently. And she ordered a car from Lyft. That's a company, I guess, that's like a taxi service. When the driver saw the size of this femon, he said that he would not be able to take her because she won't fit in the car. Apparently, he was very polite about it and wasn't going to charge her. But he was kind of scared that she might burst the car's tires. But let's face it, this femon is obese. And she's actually killing herself. Just let her ask any reputable doctor. It's like those obese femons who complain about the airline seats are too small. How about just losing some weight? So guess what the femon's doing? What they all do. She's suing the company for emotional distress and humiliation. Now, most people would be embarrassed that they couldn't get in a car, but not this femon. I've got a reasonably big car, but this femon wouldn't fit in that either. I hope the company doesn't buckle down and pay out, because it's only common sense. It's like when a femon gets fired from work because she's absolutely useless at her job. The femon sue. I'm with the driver on this one. I wouldn't want her to get into my car. Well, she wouldn't be able to. But look what it might do to the seats. Anyway, I thought there was a law. You're not supposed to overload a vehicle. Maybe she should think about losing some weight. She's suing the taxi company because she's obese. Can you believe it? Maybe if she told the taxi company how big she was, they would have sent a bigger car. Like maybe, I don't know, forklift? Flatbed? I guess suing is the femon's latest money scam. And this femon got this big because of what she shoved in her mouth. Looks like she swallowed an elephant. Let me know what you think there, guys. I'll put a link to the news item down below. Take it easy.